All right, welcome back to the In the Blues Tone podcast. I've got my Rodecaster Pro podcasting setup working tonight. It's a cold, old, wet night in Melbourne, Australia. And after being in Texas for a few weeks, it's always a shock to come back to pretty crappy weather. Now, this is an audio-only podcast. That's right. It's the first one I've posted just in terms of audio in a long time. So thank you, everyone, if you've stuck around and you're still listening to the In the Blues Tone podcast. I really appreciate it. Now, I want to talk about the YouTube channel, a little bit of some of the changes you can expect, and what's been going on. So I posted a video just 2 days ago, I think, or maybe 3 days ago, just talking about some changes to the YouTube channel. You know, I've been doing the same sort of thing for a long time, and I've always tried to kind of like start doing do new things on the channel, which include like Guitar Switch Saturday. The podcast is something I started a long time before a lot of other people were doing it, and the Keys to the Guitar Shop series, all that kind of thing. And I guess the more the channel grew, the more inclined I was to try to make things a certain type of way, you know, the formula that works and all that kind of stuff. So I've just decided to basically screw all of that stuff and just start to post all kinds of stuff again, like I used to back in the day. Some really low production videos that have purpose and some high production videos that are fun. And of course, like everything in between. So yeah, if you're wondering, will I still be doing reviews? Yes. Will I look the same as they have for the last 2 or 3 years? Probably not. There might be times where I need to set up in that particular way with the posters in the back and all that kind of thing. But I basically just decided to make the channel and everything I do way more casual. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And I've already started releasing some videos like that. I've also been putting some time into some big projects. So if you're unfamiliar with my uploads recently, I've just posted a documentary about the open mic night or blues scene here in Melbourne, Australia at a jam that I go to on the weekends here. And it came up great. Like, I was really happy with, you know, what I could do with it in the time that I had to do it. And yeah, we shot it over the course of like really one night, but then I also came back and filmed for like 3 other weeks. So there's a lot of really cool stuff in there, kind of runs you through how the night works and some of the players. So there's some interviews and all that kind of thing. And it got me thinking, like, I kind of knew this going into my trip to Texas, which we'll get to in a moment, but I've really been sort of like struggling to stay interested in terms of the gear side of things to some extent. Look, some stuff and most of what I showcase, I actually want to showcase, but I was just getting a bit burnt out with the process. And it wasn't sort of like, it wasn't really meaningful for me anymore. Whereas like creating these sort of side projects are like super inspiring. And, you know, the video is doing really well. In one day, that documentary is, I think, up to about 7,000 views. The watch time is pretty high, which is great. If you haven't watched it, go check it out. It's at the top of youtube.com/intheblues. And I'm going to be putting together some more stuff like that. So while I was away, I'm going to give away a few little bits and pieces on this podcast, if you're listening. I actually went to LaGrange, Texas, which was on a list of mine for many years, where I thought one day I'm going to go see what LaGrange is all about. So I shot kind of like a documentary video about LaGrange, in terms of I shot it all, just all video without any audio, and the drive to find the elusive Chicken Ranch from the LaGrange tune from ZZ Top. You know, everyone has heard of LaGrange. Some people know where it is. A lot of people don't. A lot of people wonder what it's like. And it was great. So I plan on releasing a video with some voiceover, just super casual again. But it's filmed in a way where it looks good, or at least I'm happy with it. And yeah, I'm going to just try releasing some different things. You know, I always feel like with the gear thing, as much as I love testing guitars and amps, and it all comes down to what inspires you to play and actually playing, or actually, you know, practicing. It's one thing just to lust after stuff, but if you're not using it right, then what's the point? That's kind of how I feel about it. I feel the same way about camera equipment. It's really easy to get into the rabbit hole of owning all these cameras, and then you're like, why am I buying them if I'm not using them? So I make it a point now, if I'm like buying anything, whether that's like guitars or amps or cameras or lenses, like, well, why do I want this and will I use it? And if the answer is no, I go back and I practice. Well, especially with guitar, which has been like one of the things I've really enjoyed doing lately. So yeah, if you know my channel, as you probably do, I play a lot of blues. I've always loved, you know, the Eric Claptons, the BB Kings, the Albert King, the Albert Collins, and all those kind of guys. But I actually really love a whole lot of other players, including like T-Bone Walker, Chris Kane, Tommy Castro, you name it, the Josh Smith. There's a whole bunch of dudes I really like. And, you know, some of their playing is very different to, you know, the blues greats. I'm actually finding that really inspiring. So I've started working on a few things musically that I've always avoided just based on my own, I knew it would shatter my confidence. But now that I'm past the point of knowing that I didn't know anywhere near as much about blues as I thought I did, I'm sort of in this place where I'm like, okay, I'm starting to understand some of this stuff. I might not understand it on a super technical level, but I'm like, I've got an understanding of the concepts about how people are playing through the chord changes. And that's the start of it. I've already got my first, I think it's a, is it a 2-5-1 to the 4 chord, which isn't just the chords. It's actually like a little lick I'm playing through those chords. And I'm like, man, this sounds great. This is the kind of stuff I'm hearing dudes like Chris Kane and Guy King do in their playing. Those two guys in particular, they're my two favorite at the moment. Man, those dudes are awesome. Yeah, they just got this like approach to playing blues that all of a sudden I'm like, I don't want to sound like everyone else anymore, or I don't want to sound like my twist on it, which is a twist on it. I can play straight blues, but I also don't a lot of the time. I mix major and minor. I play a lot of Dorian stuff when we're doing like minors, and but it's not sort of like as musical as working out proper parts for chords. And it's a huge learning curve, man. I'm going to struggle with it for a while, but it's one of those things where I'm putting in the time in a way where I think in the next few months, you'll definitely be hearing some new stuff. Like I've almost got a couple of, I've got a few new ideas that's already coming out of my playing, but some of these more complex ones, they just take time to really nail the timing. And for me, it's all about sort of repetition and experimenting around over different tempos and feels and all that kind of thing for me to really drill it into my hand. So yeah, that's where I'm at with with my learning. I think part of the boredom is coming from, you know, when some of the stuff that I film is because I'm stuck sort of doing the same things, and even if I force myself out of it, I still hear that it sounds similar. So yeah, I'm in the process of kind of like working on some new stuff, and I think over the next few months, you'll hear some new things. Now, again, I don't plan on like cutting the gear demos out or anything like that. I will still be doing them. I've got a whole bunch of stuff in my backlog that I need to finish, but I'm going to spread it out in amongst like higher production or at least higher thought out videos or things that I have inspired me to film, whether that's, you know, another live session or, you know, like I said, going to LaGrange and filming some stuff there. Or some of the massive Guitar Search Saturday projects that I've got in editing right now. So that, you know, part of the reason to go away was mostly just for some time off. You know, I love going to new places. It's one of my things that I like more than anything. But, you know, I was in Austin for an unrelated work trip a couple of months back, and I hadn't been there for like 15 years, and I loved the vibe. You know, Texas has a really great vibe, and I said to Rhiannon, we got to go back and check out a whole bunch of stuff. And I'll just give you a quick rundown of what went on. So we landed in Dallas. We went up to one of the guitar stores in that area. I probably won't give that quite away yet, but yeah, it was one of the best shops I've seen anywhere in the world. It was, if not the best. So I think you'll be in for a treat when that video goes live. So we stayed around Dallas. We were a little bit outside of that. And then we went down to Houston, and I went to Southpaw Guitars. I'll give that one away because everyone will probably guess that anyway. And that was fantastic, man. It was a really cool shop. Jimmy, the owner, is a great dude. You know, he's a, if you don't know, he's an older guy. He's a real Southern gentleman or Texan gentleman. He's a super cool guy. They were awesome in that shop. So, yeah, got to meet one of the subscribers, Jamal, who's been a huge help behind the scenes with stuff and a big supporter. He met me at the shop and we did some stuff. So, yeah, it was super cool. And then we went down to Galveston. And for those who don't know, that's on the coast of Texas, essentially on the only coast. Yeah, so yeah, that was, you know, people said, oh, Galveston's, you know, it's hit or miss. People were like, oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be this or going to be that. I actually really liked it. It's got a lot of old historical buildings there, which was probably the standout for me. And it was off season, so there was no one around. It was stinking hot everywhere we went, and it was cool, man. The water looked good. It did rain pretty heavily for about an hour, but after that, sun came out, and yeah, we got into the ocean down there. And you know, some people say that ocean can be pretty brown because of the river runoff and all that, but it actually looked pretty good. So I think we scored it at a good time. It wasn't seedy or anything. It was all good. And again, there was no one around. The hotel was dead. It made it easy to sort of get around and do all that kind of stuff. So that was really cool. And from there, we went up to Austin. That was, you know, I really like Austin. I think it's one of the better cities in the US from the ones I've seen. I haven't been everywhere, obviously, but it reminds me like of a good version of where I live. You know, Melbourne used to be one of the best cities in the world. It's not anymore, but Austin feels like it doesn't have a lot of the same issues. Well, it's got different issues, I should say, but it's, you know, it's great. It's got a great vibe. There's good music everywhere. And we got a good chance to really sort of explore a bit of that area. So, and from there, we went up to Fort Worth, which was really cool. We actually stayed in Arlington, Texas, home of King of the Hill. And man, I would live there. I think that suburb is amazing. There were a few cities or towns or whatever that really stood out. And Arlington was a really welcome surprise. Just great area. No questions about it. Just the houses there were beautiful. Had a lot of history, a little bit of soul, you know, like all the old, wasn't a cookie cutter town like some places. And yeah, it was great. It was really cool. So yeah, I've put together some really cool stuff from the trip, and I'm also working on a few other things outside of that as well to be posting, just some different stuff. And I said on my video too that when I did my channel update that it's the start of trying new things. It can't hurt, right? I feel like everybody's doing gear stuff. And everyone in my friend circle goes, you should post more. You just try different stuff or post more personal, you know, like personable things. And I'm like, yeah, I probably should. But the problem is, right, like if you're given something to make a video of it, I don't tend to waffle on about a whole lot of other stuff. I just get right to the point because no one's got time for, you know, like wasting time hearing about other things. So I just get straight to business. But yeah, there's definitely room now for some different types of videos, whether they're helpful concept videos for playing or, you know, I actually want to put together a course on how to use GarageBand because it's something I use every day. And I'm just going to start working on some different projects that anytime I feel like, oh man, I need to do something really creative, that'll be something that I'll be posting. And if it tanks, it tanks. And if it does well, it does well. I kind of don't care much anymore about it. I'm like, it's really easy to chase the numbers and all that kind of thing. And I've been doing this for so long that it's sometimes hard to stay on top of, I don't even want to stay on top of the trends, but that's sometimes what it takes. So, yeah, I'm just going to try some new things moving forward and hopefully get a kick out of it. I think there's going to be an emphasis on playing, and there will hopefully be some sort of emphasis on doing some podcasts with other people as well. So, yeah, I do plan on doing more unique things moving forward and just things that are a bit more meaningful to me. You know, I think, I don't know what it is. Like when I first started doing this a long time ago, every time a package would show up, I was pumped. Depends what it still is now, but that can still happen. But I'm like, you know what? This is just more work stuff that it's probably pretty similar to what I've tested. So I'm being way more selective and I'm glad I'm doing that now. So I actually do have quite a few videos already scheduled for October. It's the last day of September here, 2025. And yeah, I've got a few already in the bag for next month. But I also said that the Guitar Search Saturday is going to kind of take priority because they're such a huge project that if I don't put the time into them and do them properly, they'll sit there forever. And the first one's nearly done, and it's going to be about an hour. It's huge. It is so huge. It's a different type of episode. I did each episode differently. So one is more of a tour. The second one's more of my traditional mix of being in front and behind the camera. And then the third one's like a vlog. So yeah, you're going to see some cool episodes. Actually, in locally around here too, there's quite a number of shops that have moved recently or that I never actually did episodes for. So I plan on contacting them too and just starting to get the Guitar Search Saturdays rolling again. Yeah, so it's been a crazy few weeks. I'm back. And yeah, it's been really satisfying to have a break from the grind of doing. It's like anything you do, you take a break. The difference I think if you work for yourself or you do YouTube full time or whatever, you know what I mean, you have to wear all the hats. So you're doing all the spreadsheets, you're doing all the editing, you're doing all the emails, you're doing all the stuff that that goes along with it. So it's not just one thing. I could potentially outsource some of it, but I just don't want to. It's just, I think now that I'm going to simplify things without it impacting the quality of the end result in terms of people getting something out of the video, it's going to make life a lot easier. And that's kind of where I'm at now. I feel like if it goes well, it goes well. And if it doesn't, it's at least I had fun doing it. Or I had more fun doing it. I still love making videos, by the way, but I just feel a little bit detached from either one, keeping up with the trends, two, watching any other guitar YouTube channel with the exception of about five. And I'm just not interested in the news. I'm not interested in the in the drama. I just don't care. So I'm back into my little bubble, which is where I lived for a long time. And it's funny, I used to work with a lot of other YouTubers on projects, or I would contact them and I'd say, hey, you want to do this? You want to do that? I only had one person reach out and ask me about, hey, do you want to be part of this project? Who I'd already worked with a few times. It was great. So I sent him a clip that he was looking for. That was Anthony from Texas Blues Alley. But not one of the other regular channels that I used to associate with. I shouldn't say that. There was one other one as well, Steve from Boston. But none of the others really, they don't really do it anymore. They're not really either pushing, or they're not keeping on top of stuff, or they're not posting much, or they're just not, I don't know, maybe because I'm not active in their comment section as much as I used to be. Some of the guys, they just don't reach out back. It's like I've always felt like this. I've said it before. If I don't reach out, no, nothing happens. I'm one of those kind of guys. I like to get stuff done. That's kind of where we're at with the channel anyway. But I hope you like a little bit about what's coming up. I know this podcast has been a bit of a strange one compared to normal. It's been very gear free, but don't worry, there's more of that coming up. Now, I also had a chance to test the Tonex cab and Tonex pedal, the three button one, at a gig at the host spot at the Jam. I'm going to take that again this weekend because it's great. It's really great. So we'll get into some gear stuff. I'll just give you some updates. There's something about the sound of that powered speaker once you dial it in that sounds unreal. And everyone says, it won't replace a tube amp and all that kind of stuff. I kind of get that. But a good sounding amp is a good sounding amp. And I don't care what it is. If you know my history with all these kinds of different amps over the years, I've had probably 30 or 35 amps since I started playing, like proper, amps that are loud enough to gig with. And I can kind of get my own sound out of everything. I kind of understand the counter argument. Like, wouldn't you just get a PV Bandit instead of this thing? You absolutely can. yeah, it's a self-contained amp. But the cool thing with the Tonex setup, I actually really like the fact that I've found a sound that I really love. And then if I don't like it, I can switch it. And there's no real trade-off in terms of feel or the end result. You know, like I was in a, I took it to a blues jam and I had it up against the Fender Blues Jr. I say against, but that was the other amp on stage. And this thing just wiped the floor with the Blues Jr. It sounded better in like every way. So it was bigger, rounder, fuller. You know, I've got delay built into it if I want it. And I just was able to dial a really great sound in. So I think what I'm going to do now coming up, now that I've got my Flying V back, that's right, the Gibson Flying V is back in the house. I'm going to make a brand new 3-preset bank based on the tones of that guitar from the setup I've already got for my Telecaster. So I'll do a video about how I think about doing that. I said I was going to do that coming up, and I will. I'm also going to make some more patches for the Vailton GP5, which I think will win product of the year. You know, for its price, it's unbelievable. There's a few things like that. You know, the Sonic Cake Pocket Master, I think that came out last year. That was phenomenal. Like, that was so good. It still is great. It's basically the same as the Vailton GP5, but I kind of like the footprint of the Vailton just that little bit better. But the Sonic Cake probably gives you more when it comes to, you know, I think it's got drums and all that kind of stuff built in, but they're both great. So I want to start doing a little bit more of that and to some extent focusing a little bit less on the next thing, because I feel like if I keep doing that, I'll quit. Yeah, it needs to be a good mix of stuff. In regards to like discussion videos and all that kind of thing, I'm starting to work through some ideas about what to talk about without just releasing a video, one based on news or gossip. I'm not doing that. Maybe a news article from time to time if something's interesting. But yeah, I think for me personally now, it's more about like sharing stuff that actually means something to me a little bit more. And I've got a few topics coming up. So I will be posting the video podcast up again. Again, only when there's something to talk about, or those little, you know, 10, 12 minute sort of discussion videos, or however long they are. This is the other thing too, right? Like there's all these, oh, you should post videos over this time or under this time limit. And I don't care anymore. Some of my most popular videos were just like 6 minutes and that was it. So yeah, I think what I'm going to do moving forward is just forget about it all. Just post up stuff that actually means something to me, and hopefully, you know, it goes over great with you guys, because you know you've all been supporting me for a long time, and I want to keep this thing rolling. But yeah, depending on, you know, if these Guitar Search Saturday videos go well, maybe I'll do some somewhere else. It's not always, a lot of people go, why don't you do some more in Australia? I've done like 30 episodes in Australia. So most of the shops I wanted to visit are already done. Obviously, there's plenty more. Yeah, I went to a lot of the ones that I wanted to go to. I actually do have some plans for, I don't want to go, I got an offer to go to NAMM for free, and I think I've declined it just by like my silence about it. So yeah, this is the thing, right? Like, do I want to just keep focusing on stuff? Or do I actually want to have something with a bit more of a message? And I think the message thing is, or the playing, are more important to me now. So there's definitely a lot of woodshedding going on with the playing. There's definitely some different projects in the works. And yeah, I just hope you like what's coming up, because yeah, I'm enjoying myself. It's great to take the pressure off just getting the next thing done at the expense of, you know, it might not be as financially smart doing that, but you got to do what you enjoy and what you're passionate about. And I think it's a good time for me now to start leaning in a little bit more into some more of these passion projects without the hassle of having I got to get all these other projects done that I'm not as passionate about. It's like anything, right? If you play blues and someone says, hey, you want to join my heavy metal band, odds are you probably won't be like as passionate about that. So yeah, I feel like all this time has, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. So it's time to be a little bit more selfish with the projects. And it was always up to me. That's the funny thing. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. This, again, is an audio-only podcast ramble, and I hope you've enjoyed it. It's raining tonight. I don't know if you can hear it over the mic, but it was hailing before, and it's a definite shock coming back to single digits on the temperature from 34 degrees Celsius. But it hasn't been too bad today otherwise. But thank you again, guys. I really do appreciate it. In regards to the live streams, keep an eye on my feed. If you want to be updated about those, click the bell, all that kind of thing. And by the way, guys, if you can, if you do like what I do on YouTube, always leave a thumbs up, you know, if you can at the very least. Hardly anyone does that anymore. It really does help. And also drop a comment, you know, the discussion thing, if there's, it's, you know, if you want to speak your mind or whatever it is, just drop a comment. It makes a massive difference to the reach as well. So thank you. Now you know why a lot of people do drama stuff, because everyone's got an opinion. Those videos always take off. All right, guys, take care. Thank you. Has this outro music. I should have installed a blues one. Anyway, guys, thank you again. If you enjoyed the podcast, stay tuned. There'll be more coming up in the future. Catch you soon.